This is your NPR News Evening Update for Wednesday, January 16th. I'm Markita Fornoff. Governor Tim Walz says the Republican-led state Senate shouldn't dodge votes on gun legislation this year. Brian Baxt has more.
Democrats who control the Minnesota House say they'll advance bills requiring background checks on all gun sales and allowing easier revocation of guns for people in crisis. Walz favors the gun proposals despite years of having strong backing from gun rights groups. He says it's time to act.
They may have very strong beliefs in the Senate that this is not the right way to go and they don't want to see it happen. Then go ahead and have the vote and make it clear where you stand. And go ahead and allow Minnesotans to see where you stand. Because if you're right on this, they're certainly going to back you on it. And the implications of that will be we'll move on to another discussion. But I really think having the vote this year and having the open hearings is critical.
Republican Senate leaders intend to hold hearings on the benefits of guns to Minnesota, not just ways to restrict them. Brian Baxt, NPR News at the Capitol.
A southern Minnesota lawmaker blames the state's pollution control agency for costing his region a $300 million shrimp farm development project. Republican Senator Bill Weber of Laverne lashed out at the agency today for the way it handles permitting requests. He says a long approval process and questionable water quality standards contributed to True Shrimp's plan to locate a production facility in South Dakota instead of Minnesota.
This is absolutely unacceptable. And as a result of this, we've seen hundreds of million dollars of investment go across the state line. We've seen hundreds of jobs go across the state line.
An assistant MPCA commissioner says there are ongoing conversations with Laverne officials about an expansion to the city's wastewater treatment facilities to accommodate projects like True Shrimp. Governor Tim Walz cautioned lawmakers about blaming Minnesota's regulations for the company's decision. Tens of thousands of dollars are pouring into accounts set up to help Jamie Kloss, the Wisconsin teenager who escaped a harrowing kidnapping ordeal last week. Tim Nelson has more.
Two Wisconsin banks and a Facebook fundraiser have been taking donations, and a bank officer said people have been offering everything from cash to a trip to Disney World for Jamie. She emerged from captivity last week, 3 months after her parents were killed, and she was allegedly kidnapped by a 21-year-old stranger who spotted her as he was driving by her school bus one day. Angela D'Andriano is a cousin on Jamie's mother's side and started a GoFundMe campaign that's raised more than $23,000 in recent days.
She came back by herself, and there's a huge support system there for her. But what's going to support that support system? And that's financial assistance for her.
D'Andriano says people from as far away as Finland have contributed to the effort. Tim Nelson, NPR News.
In sports, the Gopher men's basketball team plays Illinois tonight in Champaign, Illinois. The women's team plays at Wisconsin on Thursday. Tonight, it's mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow far south. Lows from 3 below to 9 below zero up north and 12 to 18 degrees above in the south. For more news anytime, turn on your radio and tune to NPR News.